भगवद गीता 1.39 कुलक्षये प्रणश्यन्ति कुलधर्मः सनातनः धर्मे नष्टे कुलं कृत्स्नम् अधर्मो अभिभवत्युत। हियर अर्जुना इज कंटिन्यूइंग टू टॉक इन टर्म्स ऑफ कुलधर्म द ड्यूटी टुवर्ड्स हिज डायनेस्टी एंड इज गोइंग टू गिव रीजंस व्हाई participating in a war which will cause the destruction of the dynasty is a disastrous choice, a choice that he should not take. And therefore, he should not fight the war. That is the conclusion that he is trying to establish. So first he said that, even if it is my dynasty which is trying to kill me, I should not kill it back because they are blinded and I don't have to become blinded like them. They may be maddened by greed, but I don't have to become maddened like them. And he says, if we succumb to a mutual madness, and we kill each other, then what will happen? Kulakshaye. Kulakshaye means the whole kula will get destroyed. Pranashyanti kuladharmaha sanatana. Pranashyanti will be, along with that will be destroyed what? Kuladharmaha. Kuladharma is the duties of the dynasty. You know, there are various levels of dharma. The sanatana dharma is the dharma of the soul for Krishna, to love and serve Krishna. But the soul, when it is in the material world, in a particular physical, social, cultural situation, the soul also has contextual dharmas. So if a particular person has born a particular dynasty, then that person does duties of that dynasty. And that is also important to maintain order at a material level and to keep people on the, keep social order by which people can practice spiritual dharma. So, kula dharma that are there, and he is in sanatana. So he is not here, the word is not sanatana dharma, it is kula dharma which he is saying is sanatana. Now this word sanatana can be seen in two ways. One is that it indicates actually Arjuna's illusion, because Arjuna in one sense is in the bodily conception, and the bodily conception is an illusion conception. So one of the characteristics of the bodily conception is to consider the temporary to be eternal. Grihitva asadgrahan. So in 16.10, Krishna says that those who are godless, they accept the temporary as if it were eternal. So this statement could be indicative of that illusion by which Arjuna is thinking the temporary to be eternal. Kula dharmaha sanatanaha. Actually, only the dharma of Krishna bhakti is sanatana. Everything else, just kula dharma is temporary. Now, of course, another meaning of this could be that for a particular soul who is going through a particular body, which is in a particular kula, the kula dharma will be temporary. But kula dharma sanatana means eternal does not have to be literally referring to from the beginning of time to the end of time. Of course, the idea of a beginning and ending of time itself are paradoxical, because time is what determines beginning and ending. But still, the point which is being made here is that there are social traditions which are there, which wage go on generation after generation. Irrespective of who is there in the generation, the social tradition goes on, and that social tradition ensures that society and society is maintained in an orderly way. And many families, many dynasties pride themselves on their traditions, and in that way, through that sense of honor in the members of the dynasty, they maintain their descendants in the path of virtue. So, if all the leading members of a dynasty are killed, then there will be no one to practice the traditions, and there will be no one to disseminate the traditions to the next generation. And then that which has been going on for many, many generations, those traditions, those social dharmas, dynastic duties, dynastic dharma, kula dharma will get destroyed. So, kula dharma sanatanaha. And dharme nashte, when the dharma is destroyed in this way, kulam kritsnam, the complete dynasty, what happens to that? Adharmo abhibhavatyauta. Adharmo means irreligion, abhibhavatya. Irreligion manifests there. In general, in this world, there is a constant conflict between light and darkness. You know, as soon as the sun sets, immediately darkness comes. As soon as the power goes off, immediately darkness comes. As soon as the candle switches off, immediately darkness comes. So it's as if darkness is just waiting around the corner, waiting to pounce whenever the source of light goes off. So actually the default state of this world, at one level we could say the level of darkness. And there has to be some external measures by which light is maintained. And Krishna talks about how in the spiritual world there is no such light required, because everything is self-effulgent. He says in 15.6. But in this world, things are inherently dark. Now, just as things are inherently dark, in this world, things, by left to their default, tend to go towards degradation, tend to go towards decline. So in science, there is a law of entropy. And the law states that if a system is kept to itself, it moves towards more and more disorder. So like that, just as this is exhibited in natural order, that things go towards disorder, the same happens in human affairs also. Unless there is some order that is maintained, things tend to become disorderly. And therefore, there has to be a king who maintains order. There has to be even the descent of God or his representatives who re-establish order when the disorder comes up. And this such descent has to happen again and again. Krishna talks about in 4.7 and 8 when he says, Sambhavami yuge yuge. I manifest myself again and again and again. So here Krishna is saying that when the systems for establishing dharma are displaced and destroyed, then immediately adharma will prevail. Adharmo abhibhavatyota. So, in the battle between the light and the dark, forces of light and dark, in the battle between dharma and adharma, the moment dharma becomes weak, adharma prevails. And this we see even in our consciousness. To the extent we try to keep our consciousness fixed on Krishna, to that extent we are pure, we are potent, we are doing things and having noble thoughts and moving forward in our journey towards Krishna. But as soon as we stop endeavoring for fixing our mind in Krishna, then immediately our mind goes towards Maya, it goes towards illusion. And it makes us, that drags us down and binds us. So the vows for initiation that we take, the commitments that we make in devotional service, they are the ways in which we establish dharma in our heart. And as soon as such vows, such commitments slacken, as soon as the arrangements by which such commitments are made and sustained, when those arrangements are disturbed, then no longer can dharma be sustained, and immediately adharma predominates. And that's why we need to be always vigilant in our own hearts and according to our capacity in our society, in our world, to try to stay on the side of dharma and to try to ensure the rule of dharma in our heart and according to our capacity in the world, in our world. So Arjuna is expressing the authentic anxiety here that if the ruling dynasty, which is meant to establish dharma, practice dharma and establish dharma, is destroyed, then the adharma will flourish, adharma will predominate, and that will lead to disaster in society. How that will happen will be discussed in the subsequent verses. Now, Krishna does not fault Arjuna's argument over here in its broad pattern. He says that there is a battle between dharma and adharma, and if dharma, the arrangements of dharma are not preserved, then adharma will flourish. But Krishna points out through his brilliant reasoning that what the arrangements for preserving dharma are is exactly the opposite of what Arjuna thinks it to be. Arjuna thinks that the current dynasty of Kshatriyas has to be alive because they are the kula right now, and they will practice kula dharma. But Arjuna will reason and prove that actually it is the current dynasty of Kshatriyas, the current kula, who is adharmic. And in order to preserve the kula dharma, it is this adharmic dynasty of Kshatriyas, not just a dynasty, actually there are multiple dynasties, many generations are there on the battlefield. All these adharmic Kshatriyas have to be removed. And Dharmaraj, who is the current greatest exemplar of the bearer of Kula Dharma, of the practitioner of Kula Dharma, that current example of Arjuna, of Yudhishthira has to be established. And that way, Arjuna's concern of the protection of Kula Dharma will be addressed properly and comprehensively. And this Krishna will discuss in the third chapter.
Thank you.